Brazil is experiencing an ongoing yellow fever outbreak. Hundreds of people have died from the mosquito-borne illness, including some travelers. None of those travelers were American. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning people who go to Brazil to get the yellow fever vaccine. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini spoke with the infectious disease specialist Dr. Vilma Veiga, who says there is some concern yellow fever could make its way to the U.S.
The theories are far-reaching, all possible. I think especially our airports will be on surveillance because they have been on surveillance for the Zika virus. And now, even more so, will be, I'm sure, monitoring people coming out of Brazil. I think that it's a concern. Is it as much of a concern as Zika? It's hard to know. I think that, unfortunately, like every other disease we know, until the first contraction of the disease in the United States occurs, we oftentimes have to wait and hold.
We haven't had a yellow fever outbreak in over 100 years, so a lot of people might not be familiar with it. What exactly is yellow fever?
Yellow fever is a mosquito-contracted infection, and so once that mosquito bites you, it could be 3 to 6 days before you develop symptoms. Fevers, chills, nausea, vomiting, in general, just like any virus. The majority of patients get a little bit better. However, for another percentage of people, which is about 1 in 7 people who actually contract the disease, you can actually go to a much more severe life-threatening disease, of which more than 40% of people will die. So it can be very serious. As a matter of fact, there's no treatment for it, which is why it becomes more alarming for people. If they do not get vaccinated for this and they contract it, there will be nothing else to treat them with.
There is a yellow fever vaccine, which that right there is a difference between Zika, because there wasn't a Zika vaccine, but I do know the CDC is cautioning people there's only a limited supply.
There has been a limit of yellow fever vaccine for years. I don't recommend that you get it unless you are traveling into these areas. Number one, because it's a vaccine that can have side effects like anything else. And also it's because we want to make sure that the vaccine is available for those who really do require for travel.
How do doctors and local governments' concerns regarding yellow fever right now because of what's going on in South America compare to 2016 when the Zika outbreak was really causing a lot of panic?
Well, one of the reasons between the Zika outbreak was obviously the amount of cases, the immensity. We were talking about over 40,000 cases back then. And then the other problem was the birth defects of the children. And at that time, when you saw the uprise in Brazil, that became an alarm for us because obviously our borders were open and we knew that there was a problem that was happening with the pregnant women. That led to a very rapid, tight measures to figure out what we would have to do to protect our borders. And of course, we had some cases that started coming in. And we know that even up to this year, we've had a little bit under 100 cases of Zika proven here in the United States just this year. So all of these are concerns for us. So I say, you know, be very careful, wear insect repellent, and make sure you take vaccinations or preventative medicine if you're traveling to areas where there is a high risk for certain diseases.
Do you think efforts to combat Zika will now put us in a much better position if yellow fever was to pose a risk than a few years ago?
Oh, yes. We've learned a lot. Number one, government funding for this and being able to handle these sorts of epidemics that come across our borders. And then finally, it's just the fact that we've got the vaccine. So if there is any remote concern, the big issue would be to rev up the production of the vaccine.
Dr. Vilma Veiga, Medical Director at CAN Community Health and Infectious Disease Expert. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.